An estimated 300 people have died suspiciously in Honduras since a 2009 military coup replaced democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya with current President Pepe Lobo. Since then, says Dana Frank, a Honduras scholar at University of California, Santa Cruz, the country's labor policies have become largely more in favor of industry. The government is trying to privatize schools and do away with teacher pensions. In a recent piece in The Nation, Frank says a law proposed last year would severely hurt Honduran workers' rights.
And it converts an enormous amount of full-time work into part-time work under the obviously ridiculous concept that that's going to create more jobs. And once it's part-time work, you're not eligible to organize a union, so it's a direct attack on the labor movement. And just so people can see how bad this is, the law also says that you can, an employer under this program can pay their workers 30% of their pay in company scrip. That means you wouldn't even get paid real money.
That law, known as the Law of Economic Crisis, hasn't passed, but the president is still reportedly dragging his feet on setting a minimum wage. The U.S. is the biggest consumer of Honduran exports, which include clothing, coffee, auto parts, shrimp, bananas, palm oil, and gold. With a poverty rate of 70%, Honduras is second only to Haiti in poverty throughout the Western Hemisphere. Frank says conditions for workers here, most of them young, are deplorable.
This is coming out of the maquiladoras. There are about 120,000 workers on the north coast that work in these factories that are tremendously exploitative and almost completely non-union. And young people work in them. They get very sick because there's almost no environmental regulations. They also lose their eyesight often. And the communities of the north coast are full of young people in their 20s whose health has already been wrecked by working in these maquiladoras, who don't observe basic labor rights and who are tremendously repressive.
Former President Zelaya angered industry leaders with pro-labor policies like raising the minimum wage by 60% and expanding social programs. Left-leaning UK paper The New Statesman reports political instability ensued in the wake of the 2009 coup and the election that delivered the presidency to Lobo. The Statesman says that caused a 46% reduction in foreign capital investment. Last week, the country held its Honduras is Open for Business conference to attract reinvestment, but Frank says the country isn't any more stable than it was before.
The repression of the opposition and of journalists has really continued. In fact, it's escalated in the last 2 months to the worst levels than the period right after the coup. So if people think things have gotten better, in fact, it's actually worse.
Members of a broad coalition called the Frente Nacional de Resistencia Popular, or National Front of Popular Resistance, held a nationwide strike after the Honduran Congress passed a law opening the door for privatization of schools. The Frente consists of members of the women's, gay rights, labor, and indigenous movements, among others. Though they faced brutal repression during demonstrations, the group also protested the Open for Business event. Frank said these also turned violent.
People who were trying to demonstrate peacefully against the conference were tear gassed. At least three times, including a peaceful concert by students, was tear gassed. A journalist covering the repression was shot at close range and arrested. And they're now using tear gas as lethal force against not only these demonstrations, but huge demonstrations that went on throughout March and early April against the total privatization of the Honduran education system.
Frank said the U.S. government has supported the current Honduran leadership and claimed that it didn't know what happened in 2009 was a military coup, even though a WikiLeaks cable later indicated that the U.S. was well aware. She said the Obama administration's approach to Honduran policy is right in line with the Cold War policies of Ronald Reagan.
He's recognizing a very clearly repressive regime that's using tear gas as lethal force against its own citizens. There is no there are no paths to a legitimate input onto this government. And the very same military figures that launched the coup are key figures in the government.
So why would an administration that ostensibly embraces human rights support a government that brutally represses its people?
I mean, frankly, this is the logic of capitalism. Look for the place with the cheapest labor costs and try to find a place where the state is not going to have environmental regulations or expect you to respect labor laws. And as a person who studies the labor movement, that's what the labor movement does, the opposite of that. It says, wait a minute, you have to have some legal structures around the economy. You have to guarantee basic labor rights as human rights. And you have to have people have a dignified living and a dignified daily life.
A Honduran American Chamber of Commerce official is quoted as saying President Lobo is focusing on creation of investment to generate employment by establishing the legal framework to gain confidence of domestic and national investors. Frank said if that sounds familiar to people living in states like Florida, Wisconsin, and Ohio, it does for good reason.
We're next. In fact, we're already on the list in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in Florida, in California. This is what they have in mind for us everywhere, because this is how you get the highest rate of profit out of working people.
WMNF reached out to the U.S. State Department, the Honduran Consulate, and the Latin American Trade Coalition, but none returned requests for comment by airtime. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.